Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Thankfully, there is no order yet for newsreaders or podcasters to start with a shloka. So let's enjoy the freedom to choose your prayer and salutations and greetings while the Supreme Court sets up a bench to study whether shlokas should be made mandatory in school. So as per our custom, we won't do Thamsoma Jyotirgame, but our typical boring good morning wishes. Today's goes out to Umar Abdullah. And who I am definitely not sending a good morning wish is to BJP MP, Union Minister Anant Kumar Hegde yet again. This guy is so vile that water will turn into black ink if he touched it. So much hatred, so much bigotry, so much sexism. No wonder he forms the key leadership. If you're wondering what is it that this wild man said again? Well, yesterday it was about chopping the hands that touched a Hindu woman, and now the mentally unfit man went after Karnataka State Congress President Dinesh Gundurao. And obviously, a shallow small man could only remember Dinesh Gundurao as a guy who ran behind a Muslim lady, referring to his wife. It is 29 January 2019, and before we head to the respect for women oozing out from the B and C of Indian politics, a slight digression. Former defense minister in Vajpayee government George Fernandez passed away today. He was 88 years old and had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And on to our main stories for the day. After Union Minister Anant Hegde's distasteful remark against Dinesh Gundurao's wife, it was former Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah who courted controversy when his attempt to snatch the mic from a woman complainant resulted in her dupatta being pulled off. "I have known that worker for 15 years. She's like my sister," Siddaramaiah clarified on Twitter. Speaking to News 18 Kannada, Jamalar, the woman, said, "Siddaramaiah is like my elder brother. I wouldn't have felt bad even if he had hit me. Siddaramaiah is Mysore Tiger." But while we are on Siddaramaiah Gundurao, and then can H.D. Kumaraswamy be far behind? You may have read in today's papers how Kumaraswamy was really annoyed by the Congress legislator S.T. Somashekhar's remark that there could have been real development if former Chief Minister Siddaramaiah had got another term, triggering Mr. Kumaraswamy to say, "If they want to continue with the same thing, I'm ready to step down. They are crossing the line." Dinesh Gundurao, party state unit chief, said on Monday that statements which cross the Lakshman Rekha of coalition politics will not be tolerated. Further said Congress legislator Somashekhar has apologized to the chief minister for his comment. So, all is well. For now at least. And coming back to BJP, the champion of the marginalized and the minority, not. After BJP MLA Sadhana Singh, the UP BJP president Mahendranath Pandey has made objectionable comments on BSP chief Mayawati. No surprises there. Not impressed by the SP BSP Bonhomie, Pandey shared a joke from social media mocking at the alliance while addressing a public meeting in Chandauli in the presence of union ministers Nadda and Manoj Sinha. Pandey quoted Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav as whispering to BSP chief Mayawati while putting a shawl across her shoulders on her birthday, saying, "Ye wahi shawl hai jo pitaji ne guest house mein utari thi. This is the same shawl which my father had stripped you of." But the BJP MA from Chandauli, Pandey, went on to say that the BJP has tested and rejected Mayawati. Well, only a few months left for India to know who will be rejected and who will be tested, but the season is turning out to be about being quick-witted and fast on the feet. Well, the newspapers will tell you how funny Amit Shah was being when the forever Gandhi-obsessed Shah found a way to link Orop and the Gandhis. When during a rally in Himachal Pradesh, Una Shah reportedly said the BJP government within a year delivered on its promise of one rank, one pension, or the OROP or OROP, but the Congress gave only Rahul, only Priyanka. all around there was joy, mirth, and whatnot. Every stand-up comedian has the right to laugh at his jokes, but only until something bigger comes along. And it did come along. This time, it was the chill from Kashmir that flew down to Amit Shah. How? In the form of a bite from National Conference leader Umar Abdullah, who hit back at the BJP chief and said the country was suffering from too much Odomos, overdose of only Modi, only Shah. Well, I think in one corner, Venkaiah Naidu is definitely going through a FOMO or the fear of missing out, wondering how come he missed out on all these acronyms. And given we are on election talk, in case you missed it, Rahul Gandhi has opened the poll promises account by promising to implement nationwide income for the poor if voted to power. Rahul's promise comes against the backdrop of speculation that Narendra Modi government could roll out universal basic income on Friday's interim budget. But is that all that Rahul stirred up? Well, not really. His eyes are still set on Rafael and Parikkar. Remember the Goa tapes? Well, according to the Congress president, 30 days since the Goa audio tapes on Rafael were released, no FIR or inquiry has been ordered. No action against the minister either, giving further credence to the theory that Parikkar is holding on to the chair during his illness only because he has a file on the Rafael jet deal lying in his bedroom. And before we head to international stories, a small story that has such diverse headlines in today's newspapers that if you were wondering which newspaper has even lost their garb of neutrality, it would be easy to spot. The story is about a sensational twist to the murder of Himmat Patidar, who is believed to be an RSS worker from Ratlam district in Madhya Pradesh. But police on Monday said that the 36-year-old had faked his own killing, apparently to claim the insurance money totaling rupees 20 lakh to repay the debt, because 15 lakhs didn't come into the account. In order to mislead the police, Patidar allegedly killed his farm labourer Madan Malviya, 32-year-old, to pass it off as his own murder and burnt his face to conceal the identity. How did he get caught? Well, it was the DNA tests that were ordered because the Kachadhari Patidar did change the clothes of Malviya but left his original underwear intact. And on to international news. The United States yesterday announced criminal charges against China's Huawei Technologies Company Limited, escalating a fight with the world's biggest telecommunications equipment maker and coming days before trade talks between Washington and Beijing. The Trump administration has accused Chinese telecom giant of stealing trade secrets and violating US sanctions on Iran. Well, in other news, at an awards ceremony on Sunday, the UAE named the winners of its Gender Balance Index for the second round of 2018 in three categories: Best Personality Supporting Gender Balance, Best Federal Authority Supporting Gender Balance, and the Best Gender Balance Initiative. Well, nothing wrong with that, except they drew mockery after announcing the winners of its Gender Balance Awards, every one of whom was a man. And that is all we have for you for today. Do watch out, History in the Making, as Yogi Adityanath's cabinet will meet on the banks of the Sangam at the Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj for the first time on Tuesday morning, after which the ministers will watch Vicky Kaushal's starrer Uri on the 2016 surgical strikes at a special screening, but only after a holy dip. So where is your office for the day? Well, wherever it may be, we wish you a productive and a healthy day ahead. That is all from my end, and thank you for listening. And goodbye from Deekpot.in.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.